There's a lot of good stuff in what Art just read for us. I think this passage, and actually the whole first letter of John, in my opinion, is right up there with the 13th chapter of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians in being profoundly and powerfully about love. What true love, godly, authentic love is. I mean, love is one of those words that we so often kind of throw around, maybe without even thinking about it. But both John and Paul remind us of the real power, but the real nature of love as well. And I'll say more about that in just a minute. But the first thing that I think John reminds us of, and it seems appropriate this morning, is if we have any chance to love, it's only because God first loves us. In fact, we are all children of God, loved by God in much the same way that Caspian is loved, even when he's crying and doing things he shouldn't, and etc., etc., etc. I mean, God is our parent, whether you want to think of God as father or mother or in some other form. God loves each and every one of us as children of God, even when we mess up. Even when we don't do what God wants and hopes for us, God keeps loving us unconditionally. That's how we know love. In the same way, that's how Caspian knows love already, by how his family cares for him. But let me add to that what the psalm adds. The psalm, which is about praising God, the God who loves us. But then it says, future generations will know and worship God. How? Because they will be told and taught about God. That's where we come in. If future generations, the future of our world, the future of the church, if that's going to happen, it takes us teaching about God. But what is it that we are to teach and to model? Well, remember, God is what, according to John? Love. God is love. So what is it that we are to teach and model to future generations? Love. And if we do that, we are opening their eyes and lives to God. I think it's particularly profound what John says about love. Perfect love casts out fear. There is no fear in love. If I ask you what the opposite of love is, you might say, and I think my inclination would be to say something like hate or violence. But what John is saying is what's really opposed to love is fear. Why? Because fear divides. Fear puts people down. It points fingers. It gets into us and them. And notice as well, he says, fear is all about punishment. Fear is about vengeance and what people deserve, in our opinion. But love isn't about giving people what they deserve. Love is about giving people what they want, what they need, what they desire. Love is not about dividing people, but bringing people together. Love is about we're all children of God. There is no us and them. Fear is about look out for the people who don't look like you, talk like you, don't wear the same kinds of clothes, aren't in the same socioeconomic place that you are. Fear says you've got to worry about all those immigrants. Fear says you've got to worry about those poor people. Or you've got to worry about those rich people. Or you better look out for those Republicans. Or you better look out for those Democrats. Or you better look out for those people in the middle who don't really care about anything. Fear is always about dividing. Look out for them. Love says, yes, look out for them. Because they are just like you, children of God. So I was pondering this week the question, as a society, but also just as a congregation, are we teaching future generations through our words and actions about fear or about love? I do fear, as a society, we are too much more and more about fear. Fear other people. Fear the future. Put up walls, divisions. Keep people out. Stay away. But we need to be teaching and modeling love, if not as Americans, then certainly as Christians. Love. And love has no fear. I'm not afraid of you. I love you. Now, one of the problems with love is it's not about results. Fear is about results. Love is about being loving. Fear is about, I'm afraid I might get hurt. Love is about, I want to be loving, regardless of what the result may be. The love may not be returned, but I'm going to love anyway. Love doesn't often appear in quantifiable ways. Love isn't reflected in numbers, attendance numbers, budget numbers, any of that. Those things are important, but love is not reflected there. Love is in how we treat every single person who comes into our church, every single person who's sitting in this place with us. Love. And that's hard to quantify. But we are, if we are to have any hope as a society, as a nation, as a country, as a world, as a church, it is in teaching future generations to love. Or at least many of them, they already love better than we do, probably. So at least not teaching them to start fearing like we so often do. That is really my hope and prayer for us as individuals, as a family, a community of faith, that we will strive more and more to be about loving and less about fearing. So my hope is that someday a grown-up Caspian will look back and say, you know, other than my family, I first learned the true meaning of love from the people at First Presbyterian Church in Burnsville. And if Caspian and every young person in our congregation can look back someday and say that, we will have fulfilled our mission. Amen.